The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 8, text number 28, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on June 2, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Manye Tvam Kalam Ishanam Anadi Nidanam Vibhum Samam Sarantam Sarvatra Bhutanam Yat Mitaha Kali Manye tvam kalam ishanam Anadi nidanam vibhum Samam charantam sarvatra Bhutanam yam mitha kali Manye tvam kalam ishanam Anadi nidanam vibhum Samam charantam sarvatra Bhutanam yam mitha kali Manye,
I consider
Asmyatam.
Tvam,
your lordship.
Kalam, the eternal time. Ishanam, the supreme lord. Anadi nidanam, without beginning and end. Vibhum, all pervading. Samam, equally merciful. Charantam, distributing. Sarvatra, everywhere. Bhutanam, of the living being. Yatmita, by intercourse. Kali, dissension. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, I consider your lordship to be eternal time, supreme controller, without beginning and end, the all-pervasive time. In distributing your mercy, you are equal to everyone. The dissensions between living beings are due to social intercourse. Purport. Kunti Devi knew that Krishna was neither her nephew nor an ordinary family member of her paternal house. She knew perfectly well that Krishna is the primeval Lord who lives in everyone's heart as the Super Soul, Paramatma. Another name of the Paramatma feature of the Lord is Kala, or eternal time. Eternal time is the witness of all of our actions, good and bad, and thus resultant free actions are destined by Him. It is no use saying that we do not know why and for what we are suffering. We may forget the past, forget the misdeed for which we may suffer this present moment. But we must remember that Paramatma is our constant companion, and therefore He knows everything, past, present, and future. And because the Paramatma feature of Lord Krishna destines all actions and reactions, He is the supreme controller also. Without his sanction, not a blade of grass can move. The living beings are given as much freedom as they deserve, and misuse of that freedom is the cause of suffering. The devotees of the Lord do not misuse their freedom, and therefore they are the good sons of the Lord. Others who misuse freedom are put into miseries destined by the eternal Kala. The Kala offers the conditioned souls both happiness and miseries. It is all predestined by eternal time. As we have miseries uncalled for, so we may have happiness also without being asked, for they are all predestined by Kala. No one is therefore either an enemy or a friend of the Lord. Everyone is suffering and enjoying the result of his own destiny. This destiny is made by the living beings in course of social intercourse. Everyone here wants to lord it over the material nature, and thus everyone creates his own destiny under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. He is all-pervading, and therefore he can see everyone's activities. And because the Lord has no beginning or end, he is also known as the eternal time, Kala. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jathapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shcha So, Kunti Devi is very learned in transcendental knowledge, as we can see. Even though she engaged in her relationship as Krishna's aunt, she knew very well that he was beyond any particular family. That he was indeed the source of all existence. There's a really interesting point here in this purport that really has an impact on understanding relationships. In fact, I'll be doing a seminar on loving relationships this month in Australia. So this is a very important point for relationships, understanding relationships. We are all getting the reactions for our past pious and impious deeds. If somebody treats me roughly, they're not really the cause of that. If somebody mistreats me, actually, I can't blame them for being mistreated. It's simply my own karma, my own past misdeeds coming back to me. That person just happens to be the deliverer of my karma, that's all. So in this way, if one understands that actually this person is not mistreating me, it's my own past reactions coming back. So one sees things in this way, then you never have any grudge against anybody.
Ако човек гледа по този начин на нещата, никога няма да изпитва лоши чувства към който и да било.
You'll see that whatever suffering I'm doing is completely my own fault, and you can't blame anybody else for it.
Ако имам някакво страдание, то си е напълно моя вина и никой друг не мога да обвинява.
So this can really help in terms of a devotee relationships and never have a grudge against anyone, you see.
Това наистина много може да помогне в отношенията ни с преданите и никога да не изпитваме лоши чувства към който и да
е. I was a rascal in the past and now I'm getting a reaction, that's all. Whatever suffering I'm going through, completely my own fault. So this way we can open our hearts and love all the devotees. Never feel that they are the cause of our suffering. There's only one thing that can cause us to suffer. And that is our lack of Krishna consciousness. So, if you want to become free from suffering, it's a very simple thing. All you have to do is awaken your Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, just as striking a match brings out the fire, when you chant Hare Krishna, you strike your consciousness and bring Krishna consciousness from within. In other words, you're already a pure devotee. Prabhupada explains every living entity is actually a nitya siddha. Eternally liberated soul. But we've been covered by the material consciousness. And we become nitya badha. But if you will simply reconnect with Krishna through chanting and hearing especially, then your original natural consciousness will come back. Just like that disease called amnesia. When one forgets, you see. So we are suffering from amnesia at the present moment. There's a story in this connection. In Dallas, Texas, one gentleman, he was walking in his neighborhood. It's like somebody goes out for a walk around the neighborhood. So some strange chemical reaction happened in his brain. And he went into a state of amnesia. He completely forgot who he was. He forgot where he lived. So he had no idea how to even go home. He didn't know where his home was. So he became a homeless person wandering the streets. The family had no idea where is he gone. He's disappeared. They had no idea what had happened. But one day some friend saw him and said, "Oh, we've been looking, we're so happy, here you are, please get in the car, I'll drive you home." So in this way he was treated for amnesia. There's a and he was able to remember who he was. So a person suffering from amnesia, they reassociate him with those things which reinforce his understanding of his identity. So in the same way, you are suffering from amnesia right now. You've forgotten who you actually are. You're thinking you're a Bulgarian man, a Bulgarian woman. You're in a state of amnesia. So the spiritual master, he's like the psychiatrist. He reconnects you with those things which are connected with your actual identity. He brings you back in contact with Krishna in many ways. Your actual identity is, as Lord Chaitanya explains, Jivara Svarupa Hai Krishna Nityadas. The constitutional position of the living entity is he's the eternal servant of Krishna. So the spiritual master reconnects you with your actual identity. And by associating with those things which reinforce your true identity, you come out of the state of amnesia. You realize the eternal servant of Krishna. And at an advanced stage, you actually realize what devotee, particular devotee, you are in the pastimes of Krishna. But don't try to jump to that stage artificially. First you must become perfect in sadhana bhakti, chanting the prescribed number of rounds every day, rising early, attending Mangal Arati, avoiding illicit sex, meeting, intoxication and gambling. In this way, we become expert in sadhana. And through this process, you'll become purified. You become solidly fixed in devotional service. You'll develop taste, you'll develop attachment for Krishna. In this way, gradually you can realize your eternal identity in the spiritual world. But for now, just take it as sufficient knowledge that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. And here is my spiritual master. I must serve him faithfully with love, because he is Krishna's representative. In my present blunt condition, I cannot see Krishna. So he has mercifully appeared in the form of the spiritual master. So I will serve Krishna in the form of the spiritual master. I will try to please my spiritual master. Because when you please your spiritual master, Krishna is pleased. Even when you work in an ordinary job, there's the owner of the company. And naturally, because you want to keep your job, you want the owner to be pleased with you. But he has so many employees, it's hard for him to interact with each employee individually. So he has a series of managers. Manager of this department, manager of that department. And each department has further subdivisions. This team, that team, this team, that team. So many teams. And each team has a leader. So how will you please the owner of the company? Your team leader is there. He's the one who writes your reviews.
лидер на екипа, който
So you have to please your team leader. And then he'll tell his supervisor, yes, this employee is very nice.
Той ще каже на своя супервайзер, че този служител е много добър.
And then that supervisor reports to his manager.
Този супервайзер ще докладва на своя менеджер.
Who reports to the owner.
Който ще докладва на...
So the spiritual master, he is your immediate authority.
Духовният учител е нашия непосредствен авторитет.
And by pleasing your spiritual master, then you please his spiritual master, Srila
Prabhupada.
And if Srila Prabhupada is pleased, then Srila Bhakti Sanatana Sarasvati Thakur is pleased. And when Srila Bhakti Sanatana Sarasvati Thakur is pleased, then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji is pleased. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then Jagannath Das Babaji. In this way, all the acharyas, Narottam Das, Sisanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the six Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You don't need to translate that one. In this way, Ishvara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, all the way back to
Krishna.
So all you have to do is please your spiritual master.
That's
all you have to do. If you please him, then you please everybody. Therefore we pray, Yasha Prashadan Bhagavat Prashado, Yasham Prashadan Nagatikuto Pi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benedictions of Krishna. Without his grace, nobody can make any advancement. So we should always try to please our spiritual master. What if he's not here though? How do we know if he's pleased or not? His instructions are present. He's given the instruction, I must chant at least 16 rounds every day. I must follow these regulated principles. So if you're following the order of your spiritual master, then you can know that he is pleased. Then you can know that he is blessing you. Actually, the spiritual master is pleased with all of his disciples. Simply, if they are sincerely trying to be a devotee, Krishna is very pleased with them. So if you are sincere, then you will naturally, you will chant your 16 rounds, you will follow the regulated principle. Because everything else in this world will come and it will go. But the order of my spiritual master, you see, that will never be taken away. No one can ever take away the spiritual master's order. Just like Srila Prabhupada was ordered to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. No one has the authority to take that order away, you see. So Prabhupada held that order in his heart throughout his whole life, that my spiritual master has ordered me to spread this movement to the English-speaking world. So whatever instruction your spiritual master gives you, nobody can take that away. You should take that order into your heart and embrace it very tightly. Just like Prabhupada has given us the order, become guru and deliver the whole world. So we take that order very, very seriously. And we must succeed in executing this order. Or die trying to execute it. So whatever order we receive from our spiritual master, we must unflinchingly dedicate ourselves to carrying out that instruction. This is the secret of success in Krishna consciousness. Take the orders received from your spiritual master and never deviate. And this way you become liberated soul. So are there any questions? Yeah.
Много често Санкаршана Прабху в лекциите казва failure is the pillar of success. Провала е основата на успеха. Какво точно се има предвид?
Very often you say in your lectures that failure is the pillar of success.
Yeah.
What does it mean exactly?
That means if you learn from your mistakes, they become your assets. It's like sometimes I may lose my temper and become angry at the devotee and hit him. But so if I always remember what how stupid mistake I made, I get angry and I hit a devotee. I always remember how stupid I am that I did that. Then that failure, if you always remember that, I have to be very careful never to make that mistake again. So by remembering your mistake, and being very careful not to do it again, that will help you to be successful. So it's actually very good to regret our failures. Not to try to pretend or not to think, well, I wasn't at fault. When you make a mistake, we should admit to ourselves, yes, I made a mistake. Just like just an example. The other day I wanted to speak with one of my senior godbrothers, one of my sannyasi godbrothers. So I sent him an email. I said, Maharaj, I'd like to speak with you, and what's your phone number, what's a good time to call? So he answered me back between 9 and 10 a.m. is a very good time to call. But he didn't give me his phone number. So I wrote him back and said, Maharaj, you didn't give me your phone number. And he wrote me back and said, yeah, I have made a very, he said, yeah, I was very stupid. I made a very stupid mistake. So I was amazed. Here he is. He's a big, big sannyasi. He has so many disciples all over the world. And he told me, yeah, I made a big mistake. He was very humbly admitted he made a stupid mistake. It's a big sannyasi. Very senior devotee from the early days of our movement. Very senior man. And he immediately said, I made a stupid mistake. So if you can admit, yeah, I made a very stupid mistake. That humility of admitting your mistake, that becomes a foundation in which you become a very fixed up, successful devotee. So that is the meaning, failure is the pillar of success. If you learn from your failures, the word is if you capitalize on your failures, you see, then you become a spiritual rich man, or a rich woman in your case. Next question. Narada Muni Prabhu.
Ученика си мисли, че всъщност, когато има лоши отношения, че той е инструмента за неговата лоша карма.
What about if we have a bad relationship with someone and we think that we are the instrument for their bad karma?
Don't think that you can get off by saying, I wasn't really offensive to you, Prabhu. I was just a messenger for your past sinful activities. Doesn't work that way. They can humbly take you as a messenger of their previous past misdeeds. But you are creating your own karma by being offensive to them. So this is not an excuse. You become, if I'm the deliverer of someone else's bad karma, I still have to suffer the karmic reaction for what I did to them.
Ако аз нося на някого неговата резултатите, лошата му карма, аз също трупам
So be careful.
Така че бъди внимателен.
So I think the deities are ready. And we'll go ahead and stop here. Any other questions, you can write me an email. If you don't have my email address, you can, she has a question. You'll have to write me an email then. You can tell him and he'll write me the email. Are you ready, Hans? It is our schedule now for the deity to greet the deities, and we don't want to hold up the deity worship. So we thank you all very much for your participation in this movement. Kindly always be absorbed in trying to please Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Shriman Sankarsana Prabhu ki
jai.